Hi, my name is Seth, and I work on the Internet Explorer team. Today I'm going to show you a new demo we recently released on itestdrive.com. This is a fun little game that's built on top of the media and audio support in HTML5, and really showcases a new class of application that's possible with a browser, which is fully hardware accelerated. So in the game, you play this little hamster, which is based off of the classic web sensation Hamster Dance. And you must hit the arrow keys as they come down the screen to execute dance moves. And at the bottom, you have this meter which shows your dance power. And once the dance power depletes, you're out of energy and you lose the game. So let's jump into this a little more deeply. The hamster himself is animated using Canvas. And here I'm running Chrome 5. And I'm going to start him dancing off to the side. Now I'll open up Internet Explorer 9 and start the animation. You can see that he's visually moving in the same way in both browsers, but we're getting about twice the frame rate on the right in Internet Explorer 9. So let's jump into the hamster and how we actually do the animation. So it's kind of fun. We've created this simple skeletal model, which is a series of bones which are connected to each other. And here we have the bones, and you can see up here is the head bone, the backbone, and the arm bones and leg bones. And I'm sure this isn't completely scientific, but it actually works pretty well for our purposes. And each of these bones, you just specify a length and angle of rotation relative to its parent bone, and taken together and changed over time, it creates a nice little effect. And once we draw the skin on top of each bone, you get the hamster, and you can see him dancing. So I want to jump into the code a little bit. So here we have some code that is used to build up the model. So we define each bone, and for each bone we specify a bone name, x and y offset coordinates, angle of rotation, a length, etc. And we go through and we specify about 14, 15 bones for his entire body. And once we have that created, we can animate it using this drawing function. And this function is a recursive function that takes in the root bone and then walks the tree of bones and draws each child bone. So the first thing we do is we save the state of our drawing context, and then we translate, rotate appropriately, and draw the skin, draw the bones, and we walk through the children using ECMAScript 5 notation on the bone.children array. So altogether, this code produces the fun little game that we made, and it's really just the tip of the iceberg of what you can create with HTML5 and a fully hardware accelerated browser. And it's really kind of fun because it feels and looks almost like a native application. It, no longer is it just a simple web page. And I hope that you'll take the opportunity to go out to itestdrive.com where you can download the platform preview 4 of Internet Explorer 9 for yourself and play with the demos and start writing some code of your own. Thank you.